tough week, Stephen? You been all right?
Yeah, I think so.
I was swimming today, which is a bad move. Very, very cold today.
Yeah.
But I had a new wetsuit, so I thought I'd try it. And it was too cold, even in a wetsuit.
I don't know enough about swimming, but the point in a wetsuit doesn't really make any much sense
nice?
To me.
Oh, it's... Stephen has received a fax. Well, the point of a wetsuit is the water comes in and you warm up the water and then it keeps you.
So there's like a little layer of water in between.
Yeah. No, you're not into it.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, it was okay, but I'm quite dry now and I'm quite happy, to be honest with you.
Good.
How are you? Do you have a nice day? What did you get to? Nothing.
No, nothing really.
That storm was pretty crazy, don't you think?
Yeah,
Did you get?
No.
Last year we got stuck in the East Nookwant. You couldn't get through Pittenweem. You couldn't get over the hill to St Andrews, and you couldn't get through Crail. Yeah. And do you remember? I remember. I don't drink milk, but the kids and my family do drink milk, you know. And they went to the co-op, and there'd been a milk delivery, and we saw one of our school friends coming out, and she said, "There's not much milk left. Quick, I just bought 12. I mean, I don't know. So, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what I have been doing today.
What have you been
doing today? I've been reading about the election.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, are you looking forward to it?
Well, yeah, I enjoy elections.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I like when they do stupid things and say stupid things.
Yeah, it was a cracker a day, wasn't it? The thing about the election, which I'm a bit annoyed about, is in the East Nook here, we have SNP or Lib Dems. That's pretty much who you're going to win.
Yeah.
But I always pretty much vote for Green.
Well, do you know what? I'm the same. I can't vote
Green,
for...
And the Green Party have decided not to do anything.
Are they not standing?
They're not standing in the East Nook because they want the SNP to get in. So they're giving the SNP more of a chance.
Yeah, I can't vote for anybody who approves of nuclear weapons. That's my biggest...
Well, you can't vote for Lib Dems then.
No. Or SNP.
Do the SNP approve?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they wanted to move the nuclear weapons down to England, land of the English.
Yeah, I might be wrong, but I thought they were pro-Trident.
I think, as far as I know, it's the complete opposite. SNP.
Oh, well, they might get my vote then.
Yeah, as far as I know, I've always thought they were the complete opposite.
And do you know what? I'm going to ask them.
You should. One of them follows me on Twitter. In fact, you know, I'll say his name here, and then I can CC him on the tweet when we announce this show. Stephen Gethin?
Stephen Gethin's is really nice.
Gethin?
Yeah, he's been in here. He's really nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, man.
Ask but,
him about his
well, that's what weapon. I was thinking. I'd contact him and ask about nuclear weapons. But I'm not going to do it if you tweet him and then
well,
he listens to the show.
Stephen.
And then he knows how much of an idiot I am.
What is the SNP policy on nuclear weapons? That's what we're asking. Okay.
Yeah, and if it's anti, then I'll vote.
Right,
and if it's not, then I'll go Green.
Okay, well, you can't vote Green because the Green Party have stepped aside.
Well, I'll just do it in a different place. I'll go and vote somewhere else.
Okay, well, that'll teach him. Where are you going to go and vote?
I'll go and vote in Stirling.
All right. Have you got your second house still in Stirling?
No.
Your third house, sorry. Have you still got the two in Edinburgh? So it'd be your fourth house in Stirling.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's funny how when folks start getting houses and stuff, they start voting Conservative when they've got more than one house. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I've done all right. Kane, I'm not doing that. You know, they should work hard like I've worked hard.
We have to cut this.
Why will we have to cut it?
Because we're talking about politics.
Yeah, that's not what people tune in for.
Tell you what they tune in to hear.
What's that?
They tune in to hear Lilani Imdeni Vala La Uvalu.
Okay.
By Fanyana with the Ngawuma brothers.
Fantastic. And also, Stephen, when you're replying with the SNP things, we'd like a review of this track, please. This next track. In fact, the whole show, Stephen, please.
This is my favourite thing.
Oh, woman says, we are with Sabamato. Go.
was the Warumpi band with Jail Naguru Pakanu. And what was it you played before then?
I really like that song.
That one there?
No, that one. The Shaking Stevens one.
That wasn't shaky, man. That wasn't shaky.
It
did sound, I mean, obviously it was the same genre as shaky. I'll tell you a story. Here's a quick story about shaky.
Oh, that's funny. I was about to tell you a story about shaky.
Okay, well, do you want to do yours first?
No, I want to hear yours now.
Okay, I was making a record with a guy, and I fell out with a guy quite badly. We've since made up, but I fell out with a guy quite badly. And he was quite a famous guy, and he did an interview, and one of the questions he was asked, who are the worst people you've worked with, or who's the worst person you've worked with? And he said, the two worst people I've worked with are Shaking Stevens and James Yorkston. Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with that, you know. But then I bumped into him and we kind of made up, you know. So.
That's probably better than mine.
Well, you tell yours, man. Because I was fucking going to be like, hey, man, imagine if he bumped into Shaking Stevens.
No, mine was just that I once won a dancing competition for dancing like Shaking Stevens.
No.
Doing that Shaking Stevens dance.
What, this week?
Oh, it was a while ago now. It was in Lytham St. Anne's.
You were living in St. Anne's?
When I went on holiday.
All right, cool. Was that the summer, in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple of years ago now.
Did you have brothel creepers and such?
I had a
brothel creeper?
I had a denim jacket on.
Did you really? Did that say Shaky Lives or something? He's pretty cool, man. We should get him to do a session up here.
You could get him on. You organise a thing that somebody he could come to.
I could get him to dance on a Yorkston Thong Khan record.
Do you know? I think he does my second favourite Christmas song.
Yeah, that's the one my kids are singing at the moment.
The Shaking Stevens one.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Because they've got no recollection of Shaky in the way that we do. From the early 80s. So for them, it's just like an old-fashioned Christmas song in the same way that old-fashioned Christmas songs are.
And it's a really good one.
It is a really good one. And, you know, I know we're having a giggle, but he was actually quite good, as pop acts go.
Yeah. I'm going to play Little Eva.
Okay.
Only light we see. No, I
I dubbed it like a mother dubber. Are you right?
Yeah.
That was the Diamonds, and that's from... Oh, hang on. Should we just stop it? That's from a Lee Scratch Perry anthology called Open the Gate. Lee Scratch Perry and Friends. And then there was the dub afterwards.
Have you ever seen him? I saw him once.
No, I've never seen him. I queued up to see him once at WOMAD. Maybe 25 years ago, and it was in a tiny wee room, and I didn't get in. So I think I bought some rum and just sat on the beach and drank some rum. Rum was all they had, you know. I wasn't being like, hey man, I'm drinking rum like a cool dude. You know all these cool dudes now who are like, yeah man, rum man.
Well, I get told that rum is the new gin quite a lot.
Rum is the new gin?
Yep. It's not. It's not. Nobody's going around drinking rum and tonic. Nobody knows how to drink rum.
Rum and tonic.
It's not.
Is rum and tonic nice? Is it good?
No. And nobody knows how to drink rum, so it's not the new gin.
How is one supposed to drink rum according to the great god, Beardy Stephen?
I like it as a shrub. I like making rum shrubs.
Rum shrubs.
Yeah.
You can trust Stephen because he's got a beard. So when it comes to alcohol, he knows what he's talking
and
about.
And I'm holding a bottle of rum in my
and
hand.
And you're holding a bottle of rum in your hand. Yeah. So what's a rum shrub? What's that?
You make a kind of fruit preserve out of fruit and vinegar and sugar, and then have it with the rum and some ice.
Okay, and where do you get your rum from?
I buy in organic rum from Paraguay and then bottle it here.
From Paraguay?
Mm.
So why did you choose Paraguay?
Just because it was the best organic rum that I could get.
Right.
6-year-old golden rum, and then I spice it on site.
And how many did you try? How many different rums do you
have? Rums? Yeah. Oh, loads. I had loads, like samples. Little sample bottles. Loads of different things.
But you went for the Paraguayan one. Mm. Cool. That's exciting. And how much is a bottle?
40 New English sheets.
New English sheets. What about any money from Scotland? Is that?
No. Because
is this Scotland a question doesn't for have
Stephen? Yeah, Stephen Gethins. What colour will Scotland's currency be?
I think it'd probably be kind of saltire blue. Don't you think? With some pink in as well, I'd hope.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think it'd be?
I'd go for rainbow notes.
What do you call it? Yeah, rainbow notes is good. What do you call them if Scotland got our own money? What do you call it?
Oh. The wee Bobby. You know, like the song from the advert.
No, what song? What advert is that?
What's that song? A wee Bobby sitting on your mammy's knee.
A wee Bobby?
Yeah.
So it could be.
I have to buy some Cooter's candy.
A pound would be a bobby.
Yeah.
10p would be a wee bobby.
Yeah.
And what would be 1p be?
A big bobby.
A wee bobby p. A wee bobby p. How much is that? That's 12 bobbies and a wee bobby p. You'd be like, what's that? 12 pound and a penny. 12 pound and a penny.
I'm going to play a song.
All right.
I'm going to play Rassin Roland Kirk. Black Root 45.
Turn it up.
Okay. Oh, I should start it as well. There you go. I don't know if this one is good.
On the other one, that's Lord Rockingham's 11 with Blue Train, and I played that because you played John. What was it you played?
It wasn't John Coltrane. No, Ras and Roland Kirk, and it was from a 45 that somebody in France thought was a good idea to put out.
I thought it was a good idea to put out as well. It made us laugh.
Yeah. It probably didn't sell a lot.
No, Blue Train was the B side. That track. Hang on, let me just stop this. I'll give you a wee. Hang on, here you go.
Is this the next song you're going to play?
That's the next song I'm going to play.
Just a little preview like if you watch a BBC programme and they do a preview before you've watched it of what you're going to watch.
Yeah, hang on, let me just... Okay.
Is that one you're not going
to
play?
It's ready to play.
It's halfway through the song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And Blue Train was the B-side of... I'm doing the introduction now. I'm talking about the last song. I can't be... Don't be hassling me with your size, Charlie Brown.
But what are you going to do? You're going to play the song next?
Yeah, but there'll be a wee bit. Well, you play yours next.
Okay.
Anyway, Blue Train that I just played. Oh, he's going to complain about something else. Yeah, but you've not got your hat on, James.
I was actually just looking to see the name of the song that I was going to play. I was thinking, I can't pronounce that.
Anyway, Blue Train. Blue Train is on the B-side of Hootsmon. You remember that
song? The Lord Rockingham. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I've got a 45 by them somewhere.
Of Hootsmon, probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Well,
Blue Train. No, Fried Onions.
No. Did they do a version of Fried Onions?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, with the Fried Onions.
Yeah, Tony. Wow. Cool. That's exciting news. I didn't know that, man. Are we going to play... What are we going to play now?
Okay. So I'm going to play Alogdi Oho and the Sounds of Joy.
Hang on.
Alema Timber.
Hang on. That's easy for you to say.
So this one's on Philophone, right?
Thanks.
And Philophone is a German record label, a guy, Max Weisenfeld, who he recorded as J.J. Whitefield. He's done loads of stuff. He did loads of funk things from the late 90s onwards. This label, I think I probably came quite late to it, but I started buying all the records on this label, and it's brilliant.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Most of the stuff you play is pretty good, man, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, these are... He records with African musicians in Germany.
Okay.
So this is a new... Well, relatively new. It came out this year. I think I had it ready for us to play in a show in April.
Oh, no, he's boasting.
No, because it was... I think I got it in April, but...
You're boasting. You're pretending that you knew about it in April.
Well, I think that was probably when I bought it, but it was in the pile of things to play, and we haven't got around to playing.
Yeah, you know, there is a big pile of things to play. Yeah. Okay, shall we play it now?
Could just keep mumbling on about it.
What do you think, listeners, about having a live 4630 and folk coming and watching us?
That's good. You've said it out loud.
Yeah.
We know that Stephen Gethins is going to be there answering questions. Oh, and by the way, we looked online and found out that the SNP are anti-Trident.
Yeah, but let's see what Stephen says from the horse's mouth. You know?
I used to have an anti-Trident.
Thank you.
short.
We were caught short there by Babe Stavall. And that was Maypole song, Babe Stavall, from 1966. What did you play before? That was amazing. That's
yeah, it's on Philophone.
Philophone.
And do you know what? I think I've got two 45s by that guy.
Oh, yeah. One was the...
No, that's a different one. That oh. On that same label.
Yeah, yeah.
But that guy...
The Ethiopian one you played.
Yeah. Anyway. Next one I'm going to play is by the Orchestra Rail Band. And I can't speak French, but that says...
Buffet Hotel de la Gare. Yeah, yeah.
But do you think it is like a buffet? Do you think it's a hotel that you would go for, like, famous
hotel
for buffets?
Yeah, it's a station. It's the station. Gare station.
Ah, okay.
So that's the probably the station hotel.
Do you think
bar.
That's amazing cover though? So
yeah, it's a very good. It's the Rail Band. It's a very good cover. Okay, are you going to play? Are we going to say goodbye? Are we going to play two more songs, and are we going to speak at the end?
Oh, I don't know. Let's wait and hear how good the songs
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look. After you've played that, I'm going to play Myriam Gendron, and I know we've played this loads on this podcast, but I absolutely love it. I'm going to play a track we haven't played yet called Recurrence, which I think is...
Are you sure we haven't played it?
Yes, because we've only ever played tracks from Side A at the moment. But this is us venturing into the dark world of Side B. But it's an absolute stopper.
Do you have any albums that you've only ever listened to Side A and you love Side A, but you've just never gone to Side B?
David A. Jaycock has got one album. I can't remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember the title, that'll be exciting. Side B is an extraordinary suite of music that I listen to the whole time. I never listen to Side 1, even though it's very good.
He'll be listening to this.
He might be listening to this. He's a nice guy. David's a nice guy. So he may well be listening to this. Nice guys listen to this. That's the motto, isn't it?
Yes, that is. That should be the show motto.
Hey, nice guys. Nice guys and ladies. Listen to them.
Nice people.
4630. Nice people, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to try and remember the album that I was going to tell you. Yeah, it's The Band.
Which band?
The Band album.
Which band?
Their second album.
Which band?
The band that played with Bob Dylan. They're called The Band.
Oh, are they? Oh, right, okay, right.
Their second album's incredible, but I only ever listened to Side 1.
Did they play with Van Morrison?
No.
Right. They played with someone, though. Who did they play with?
Ronnie Hawkins,
that's right.
When they were the Hawks.
The Hawks, that's right. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
And Robbie Robertson.
Did you see Jules Holland a couple of weeks ago, when it had that guy from the Rolling Stones playing Chuck Berry songs?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was quite...
What did you think?
I thought it was interesting.
I wasn't for me, man.
No,
I felt a bit sad, actually, watching it.
Would you have... If I'd seen it in the local pub, I would have probably been disappointed.
I would have been over the moon. I would have been over the moon if I'd seen one of the old ladies from The Chemist playing Johnny B. Goode songs, you know. I thought I would have been over the moon. I mean, come on. But yeah. It wasn't really for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no point, Stephen, there's no point coming doing this and just being negative about music. Let's just be positive about music.
Yeah, well, this is a brilliant record.
Okay, well, let's play.
All the records we played have been brilliant tonight.
Most music is brilliant. Are you going to play that and then we'll say goodbye at the end?
I'll play this as long as you don't do Rinky Dink Piano.
I shall not do Rinky Dink Piano.
Yeah. shall have our little day. Take my hand and travel still. Round and round the little way, up and down the little hill. Oh, it is good to love again. Scan the renovated skies. Dip and drive the idling pen. Sweetly tint the paling lies. Trace the dripping pierced heart. Speak the fair insistent verse. Vow to God and slip apart, little better, little worse. Shall love the less. Thus it is and so it goes. We shall have our day, my dear. Where unwilling dies the rose, buds the new.
Album here in 4630 land. Oops, sugar.
Sorry, guys.
Don't love it that much.
Yeah, no, we don't love it enough not to take any care whatsoever with it. And so that's Miriam Gendron sings Dorothy Parker. This song at the end is so good, I'm just going to play it. Bye, everyone. See you later.
Thank you.
I should like to ride the seas, a roaring buccaneer, a cutlass banging at my knees, a dirk behind my ear. And when my captive's chains would clank, I'd howl with glee and drink, and then fling out the quivering plank and watch the beggars sink. I'd like to straddle gory decks and dig in laden sands and know the feel of throbbing necks between my knotted hands. Oh, I should like to strut and curse among my blackguard crew, but I am writing little verse as little ladies do. I am writing little verse as little ladies do. Oh, I should like to dance and laugh and pose and preen and sway and rip the hearts of men in half and toss the bits away. I'd like to view the reeling years through unastonished eyes and dip my fingertips in tears and give my smiles four sighs. I'd stroll beyond the ancient bounds and tap at fastened gates and hear the prettiest of sounds, the clink of shattered fates. My slaves I'd like to bind with thongs that cut and burn and chill, but I am writing little songs as little ladies will. I am writing little songs as little ladies will.
Say bye, Stephen.
Thank you, bye.